Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 136. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Hello, yes. America.
And all around the world because people listen everywhere.
Do they,
We're
though?
We have the back end research. You can see what countries listen.
I know, but who's listening to us in Chile?
Well, somebody, and we're very popular in Germany.
I saw that. Why are we getting listens from there?
Okay, a couple of reasons. One, the Germans, they love us. Who doesn't love Brooklyn? Second of all, there are massive military bases around the world where our fighting men and women are out there, you know, defending us and listening to the Brooklyn Boys.
You think that people are flying halfway around the world doing things, important things like protecting our country and serving and whatever they're doing.
They live there. They live there.
Right. And we are a priority. Like, you know what? I got to hear what's going on with those Brooklyn Boys.
All right. But don't you think if that's your life, if your life here was listening to the Elvis show or the Brooklyn Boys or watching TV, you know, some show you like, you're going to continue doing it there. It's a bit of America. It's a bit of home.
America.
And who sounds more like America than us?
Than us.
I mean,
right.
Well, let me rephrase that. Who sounds more like Brooklyn and some parts of New York than us?
You're 100%
right. We definitely
don't
sound like America. No,
we don't sound American. We don't sound like Merca.
We don't.
We sound like Merca.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Not representative. Like we sound like Brooklyn. I don't. Some people would say that we don't sound like Brooklyn.
Well, there are people from Brooklyn that don't think we sound like Brooklyn because we've toned down the accent. And I never really had the Brooklyn accent like this, but it's there. If I get mad, I sound, you know. We sound like Brooklyn to people from, you know, Oklahoma.
Wait, we do not sound like we're from Oklahoma.
No, I said we sound like we're from Brooklyn to people from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. We don't sound like their region.
I remember when I was a kid, I was probably 11 years old, and we were in Yosemite National Park, which is in Northern California, if you don't know. Now you know. And the waiter came over to the table and I said, "Excuse me, can I get a glass of water?" And he said, "Where in New York are you from?" So, because of the way I said water, we dropped the R.
Right.
He knew right away I was from New York. And I said, "Oh, you from New York?" He said, "Nope. I just get a lot of New Yorkers here."
I keep getting this. This my phone. I'm so sorry, Brody. My phone keeps ringing here. My cell keeps ringing. I'm like.
You're so popular.
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
It's me.
You son of a bitch.
Who is this?
It's P. What's up?
Get the jingle.
Craig
Get the
T.
jingle. Get the jingle.
Why are you coming up? Why are you coming up unavailable?
What are you talking about?
I called you a half hour ago. I called you, and now you call me back?
Yeah, I'm calling you now.
Oh, well, I'm recording the Brooklyn Boys podcast with Brody. Did you not know that?
Oh, man. Here we go again. Brooklyn Boys. Oh, man.
You're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast now. Feel free to curse.
All the way it should be. The Brooklyn Boys and the Jersey Kid. What's up there, Brody?
Listen, T. By us turning you down for the podcast, you did okay with your own morning show.
Yeah.
That is true, but I'm still looking for a spot. I still would do Brooklyn Boys and Jersey Kid.
Yeah, we can't afford you now. You're big time.
I'm working for free. I work for free.
Yeah, now, Scary, we should probably get him on our show because he's got his own morning show now to promote us.
Absolutely.
That's right. I can promote it. Yeah.
You know, we could play excerpts from the Brooklyn Boys and the Jersey Kid podcast every morning on your radio station.
Oh, I would
help out.
Well, right here, this segment, you can play Monday morning. Hi, Carolina. You should play this for the good folks over at your morning show to remind them of the morning show you used to be on down the hall, which is still on the air.
I would only do it only if I was a real part, if it was Brooklyn Boys and the Jersey Kid.
I'd like to let everybody know, while I have you here, by the way, what I wanted to talk to you about an hour ago was about...
Neither one of you bought me a steak dinner when you went out the other night?
That's not your kind of place. It's not for you, Brody.
Oh, really? Because Scary told me it's exactly my kind of place.
I said it was right up his alley.
No, it's like very cool and chic and trendy and like it's expensive. They don't serve soda without ice. It's not your kind of place.
Hold on. Who is more cool and chic and trendy than me? Please.
Well, me and Scary.
You still wear square-toed shoes. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not your kind of place, man. It's not.
See, T, I really thought, I'm like, you know, Brody loves this kind of food. So I immediately thought it would be for him. Why don't you think that it's his kind of place?
Bacon, grease, fries, and delicious.
No, it's not like that. Like, you can go to any steakhouse and get that if you want. This is not that kind. This is like an upscale, like, you know, very good steak. Like, steak you're not going to get anywhere else. Like, completely different, and it's expensive.
What do you think that my fanciest steak is going to Sizzler? Shout out Sizzler for buffet, but dude, I go to real steakhouses.
I think you prefer like Outback Steakhouse. This is not that. You know, they got like trendy music playing.
Oh my God.
And like
I had no idea that Greg T was one of the elite who hangs out with the 1% at the biggest steakhouses.
Well,
dude, you hang out with your wife and kids. What are you talking about?
I will say this, okay?
Brody, I'm one of the guys. It's different.
Brody.
You're one of the guys and I'm not. Okay.
Here's the thing, right, Brody. Well, and I think I understand what T is trying to say. Listen, it's definitely your style of food. They definitely have a lot of steak. They have mac and cheese. They have those things that you love.
So I'm in.
Yeah, but it's not like mac and cheese, like Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's like homemade, like steakhouse macaroni and cheese.
Right. Are you kidding me? You don't think I go to steakhouses? What world are you
from?
No,
but hold on. Here's where I think that he's trying to draw the line.
But you go to a steakhouse if Elvis is paying for it. You're not
Bullshit.
Going to a steakhouse if it's like the guys.
And therein lies the problem, Brody. If you would have saw the bill, you would have vomited everything else. You would have vomited it up and you would have been like, okay, I want to send all this food back on the floor that I just vomited.
I already told you about the time I went to Old Homestead and I spent $400 on dinner. What are you talking about?
No, this isn't like that. I'm telling you, this is more like a trendy spot. It's like upscale trendy.
Okay.
It's different.
If something comes out the wrong way, Brody, you know how we are. You are about having the order right. If something comes out the wrong way, I feel like maybe they would toss your ass out of there right away because they have no patience.
Well, if it's such a good restaurant,
no.
If it's such a good restaurant, they'll get it right.
Well, then you're right. It? That's a good point. But they're not. But you can't like say like I want soda with no ice.
Is the chef going to be offended if I order a Diet Coke without ice? What world are you living in? What
are you
talking
about?
Place.
This is not that kind of place. This is more like a trendy place.
First of all,
trendy people have to put ice in their
soda? No, it's not. Here's the thing. This is the kind of place that takes 3 months to get a reservation, and now they've turned the reservations even off because now you need to know like the owner or the staff to get in because it's been that crazy to get in this place. It's called.
And you got to dress trendy. You got to dress trendy, and like you got to like you know. Look like you got like a muscles or something, and maybe a tattoo. Like you gotta be cool like that.
A tattoo is trendy and classy.
That's it's, gonna put nowadays me over the top? It is. Yeah.
A tattoo is not classy. It's just no longer unclassy. But it's not like, oh, right this way, Mr. T. You've got a tattoo on your arm.
That's not like the way it works. MTV. It's like MTV meets reality TV, trendy.
Then what are you doing there? What are you doing there?
Dude,
you're a little fire hydrant. You wear the same button-down shirts no matter what the event is. What are you talking about?
I walk around with confidence and moxie. It's different.
Oh, you walk around with moxie.
It's also BYO as far as liquor goes. So he brings high-end gin.
I'll bring high-end Diet Coke without ice in it. It's perfect.
In a flask.
What is it?
You gotta roll up like you can't roll up like in a minivan for valet service.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey T, what kind of car do you drive? What kind of car? T, hold on, scary. Hold on, I drive a Dodge Charger RT with SS rims. What are you driving?
Then you have to go to the car wash.
You drive a Ford Explorer.
No, but you just can't pull up like that when it's dirty. You got to pull up when it's shined up. Like, you got to get a car wash.
I will
that
say
day.
This. Okay. T rolled up in not a minivan last night. I'm like, wow. Right. And his car was sparkling clean the valet guys.
He
like,
drives a Ford Explorer.
Mine's a high end Ford. It's like a limited edition with like the rims and everything.
Yeah.
Got ground effects, you know, stuff
Dude,
like
let
that.
Let me tell you something. I'm not trying to show off, but my car is clean. All right, if it's dirty in the garage at work, what are you talking about?
But it has to be clean for that day. You can't just roll up there with it dusty. It has to be clean.
If hot girls show up with dirt on their fingernails, they won't get in. Right?
Well, no, you have to roll up as if you're picking somebody up. Like it's as if like you're going there, even though you're married, you're really not. Like that's the kind of place it is. Like, you got to go there like you're rolling deep, even though you're not. Like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm part of a very successful podcast. They know who I am.
No, it's not. You can't. It's not like that. You have to be even better than the podcast. You got to be bigger than that.
How about this? I can say something that you can't say, T. I'm a member of the world-famous Elvis Duran nationally syndicated morning show.
Right, but see, I'm a legend. But I'm a walking legend from the show. So I already made my claim.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
That's
T.
different. I'm always going to be branded that.
This is you. You're the guy who used to play for the Yankees and got traded to the Tampa Bay Rays, and you're still wearing a Yankee jersey.
Oh, come on.
Right, but every time I come, but it's like that, you know, that guy, whenever they come back, the fans, they flock to the stadium just to see him and, like, stand and applaud.
Right.
It's like when LeBron James came back to Cleveland, and he was with Miami, and Cleveland went crazy for him. That's what it's like for me.
You know what? It reminds me of a story my daughter told me today. We were talking about the show Wizards of Waverly Place with Selena Gomez, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you remember her brother on the show?
No.
Exactly my point. He's done nothing since that show. It doesn't matter he was on Wizards of Waverly Place. He's not getting into a steakhouse. You are that guy. You used to be on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, my God. That
that's not at all. My name is still out there. Like, everybody knows the show is popular still.
Yeah, you know, absolutely it is. And you know what? To T's credit, if I may jump in here, I will say this. Everybody was like, oh, my God, Greg T, Scary Jones, oh, my God. Hanging out. You kind of never lose that. It's with you.
Like, when I get out of the car, all of a sudden, like, this one table of dudes was like, yo, Greg T. And then all of a sudden, these other girls were like, oh, my God, can I take a picture with you? And, like, it was like that. And then, like, the owner comes out. And then you got to know how to do that bro handshake. Like, you don't know how to do the bro handshake. You got to, like,
I missed that part. How do you do the bro handshake?
Yeah, you know, when the guys do that, you do like the the handshake, cross arms, you know.
Cross arm, elbow thing. Right.
Are you doing the bro handshake now during a pandemic?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of funny that you're calling me because the reason why.
Can I ask him one more question?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that T has a lot of fans. You are a legend in New York, and I'm still a fan.
Yes.
I'm still a fan of yours. But did all these people that recognized you ask you whatever happened? Like, whatever happened
to you? Of course. Yeah, they all know. They wanted, they're like, how's your new show? They're like, we missed you, whatever. I mean, it's all that kind of stuff, you know? Like,
yeah.
No, I don't blame them. Listen, we miss you on the show. You know that.
I miss you guys, too. I'm not kidding. There's plenty of times where I really do think about being there with you guys and having fun. Yeah, I'm not even kidding you.
Absolutely.
I mean, we miss you. You can't come back, but we do miss you.
We talked about that last night. A matter of fact, the question was brought up, like, would you ever, ever, ever go back? And I said, you know what? There still is a little piece of me that would say, you know what? Go back and go have fun again. Like, that's, I'm telling you, I do miss you guys.
Right. So
but you have another job
now.
Right now, no, he didn't say that. Don't put words in the kid's mouth.
I love my show that I'm doing now.
Yeah, don't, Brody. Come on.
No, I'm joking. You know I love you and the show you do.
Yeah, no, I love the show. It's great. But there still is a little tiny piece of me that, like, says, you know, go back and be silly and have a good time. And, you know, like, there's a little piece. I haven't fully left that whole show.
Right.
I still feel like a piece of it.
And you.
But, okay, so let me ask you this. I'm sorry, Scott, I'm interrupting you.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
So the way you are now hosting your own, you know, co-hosting your own show and missing the morning show. If you came back to the Elvis show, right?
Yeah.
You would then miss hosting a show.
No, because I saw what it's like to be the host, and now it'll be almost easy for me to go back and be like, you know what, I don't have to worry about that anymore, about hosting. Now I could be the walking, talking idiot again and just have fun again. Like,
okay,
it's
just
different. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I would do that.
You're like a guy that actually has now, it's like after you have sex. It's like you came. Right. You came. Like,
that's it.
And once you get it out of your system, you're like, okay, so I'm good now. So we could. I can eat French fries and go to sleep.
So, T, if you came back to the Elvis Duran show and you took back your old desk, which is still empty, are you telling me that you wouldn't sit back there with me going, God, I want to host my own show already? You'd be cool.
No.
You'd be like, you'd be chill.
Right. This time around, it would be different because this time around, I already did it, so I saw what it was like. So now I would just be like, man, I'm having a good time. And it would be different now.
Right.
Scary. Should we put in a good word for him to come back? I feel like the new Grand T would be a pleasure to work with.
And I could do it all over again. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, doing silly stunts and pulling, picking up dollar bills on my ass.
He blew his wad. He had to let that angst, that energy out. It's not out. It's like holding in a fart during a date. And then the date ends and you go, and you're like,
So he
just let out a big fart. So now he's ready because he's good. He's like, he's relaxed now.
You know what would be funny?
That's right.
Because we're all working from home. If he still worked on the Elvis show, if he had to do every stunt from his house, like he'd have to be in his own living room picking up dollar bills with his ass. And the kids would be like, Dad, what are you doing?
Well,
that would be awesome. I would totally do it. That's what I'm saying. I miss those moments. That would be so great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, go back to the restaurant real quick.
We could do a bit called Hug Tea and just have strangers who may or may not have coronavirus hug you. That would be the best.
Yes, I will do that. I'm not afraid. I will definitely hug people. I will shake your hand, high five, everything. I would do it. The whole thing.
I would want you to.
Brody is owed, he claims, he's owed a steak dinner.
I can't believe we're still on this.
Oh,
you still owe me the dinner.
People were saying, why isn't Brody there and why is he not getting his steak dinner? Tonight would have been the perfect night. Here it comes.
Wait,
hold on.
Brody's steak dinner update.
On Greg T's Instagram page, they're saying that.
And mine.
What?
And mine. Yeah, take a look at the comments on our pages.
The picture of you with some guy with long hair and
That's owner. That's Tommy the owner.
Yeah, Tommy the owner and Skiri, the three of you. People are saying, where's Brody? You owe him a steak dinner.
Yeah.
Well, why? I don't owe you a steak dinner. We're over.
Oh, my God. Don't you listen to this podcast? You know why you owe me a steak dinner.
Why do I owe you steak dinner? Siri, refresh my memory.
Okay. Years ago, 2012.
Yep. Brody did us a favor. He went in and did us a huge favor, a monetary, financial error.
Right. I went into management.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. That's right.
Right, and I got you, like, I don't know, $5,000, and you said, bro, Scary and I are going to take you out to a great steak dinner to say thank you.
Okay, you know what? I got to tell you, you're right. I just didn't think you were still holding on to that. I thought by now you would have moved on.
So, T, let's do this. Me and you get together with Brody, and we'll take him to Outback.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, I'm not taking him to work to the butcher block. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's right. No. $5,000. You take me to butcher block.
But you don't fit in at the butcher block. You would stick out like a sore thumb. Okay, you can't go there.
You didn't fit in college. You stuck out like a sore thumb, but you graduated.
All right, listen. You know what we should do? We should come up with a list of steakhouses that it would be kosher for us to take you to.
When you say kosher, do you mean that in the literal sense because he's Jewish? Or kosher meaning okay or cool, you know, cool with Brody?
I just threw the word, I didn't even think about it. I think that's
so that means you're saying that Brody's safe steakhouses. Brody's safe, not the fact that he's religious. He's not, exactly.
Like, what would be a Brody steak? That's a very good one. Okay, maybe you can get some of the people in the audience to, like, you know, write in.
So he's, you're saying he's more of a Pat's and Gino's kind of steak.
No, I would like to go to Bobby Flay's Steakhouse in Atlantic City. I would like to go.
Okay, you can go there. You can go there. That's not a very trendy place.
I would like to go to, hold on. I would like to go to Old Homestead. I would
go there. That's fine. Yeah, you can go there.
Yeah, by the way, Butcher's Block are none of those so far. Continue.
Right, yeah. Bobby Flay's place is not a trendy place anymore.
I'm not mentioning trendy places, but I'll look up a list. Right now, our audience is bored by this.
Okay.
You guys owe me a steak dinner. Let's just move on.
All right. But before T goes, the Jersey kid, I want to say this. The reason why you're even calling me back is because something I had to discuss with you off this podcast, but really relates to the podcast because it's something that I've talked about for the past 3 weeks. The fact that Brody refuses to invite me to his pool.
So why?
I was going to tell, well, because I'm not invited.
Okay. Yeah, so, T is not going to understand because he already thinks that science is a hoax.
Okay, well, before you go further, I was calling you back to tell you that I spoke with Robin and we'll be more than happy to come to your pool, Greg T.
All right, well, listen. Okay, Saturday will not be good, but Sunday you can come over.
Okay, it's a deal. But that's my point. See, Brody, maybe these are my true friends.
Maybe the Jersey kid, I swim at Brody's pool. I was at Brody's pool.
Oh, fuck you.
That's right. Yeah, T's welcome in my house once the pandemic's over. Absolutely.
Brody, my podcast partner, does not want me in his pool. And yet you, who are not my podcast partner and don't even work with me technically anymore, you are open arms telling me, that was the liquor, the gin and tonics talking last night, you're like, come to my pool.
Yeah, you come in. Why can't you go to Brody's pool?
All right, so we don't have to have a private phone call because it's settled. Well, very good. The audience knows.
Enjoy.
The
audience... Why can't you go to Brody's pool?
Oh, ask Brody that.
Brody, why can't you go?
Because he hangs out in trendy places where people aren't being careful. So we're good.
Okay. Well, listen. Everybody's got their comfort level. You know,
Brody's not comfortable. Brody comes out in his mask and goggles and a visor over that and gloves.
Yeah, so, you don't need all that.
I owe Brody a case of sauce. He's gonna come over here and open up the trunk. Take 20 steps back with his sunglasses, his visor, his everything, and go like, throw it in the trunk. Throw it in the trunk. Just throw it in the trunk.
I would respect his comfort level. And if his comfort level is not to have people over, then to each his own. You can't make fun of someone at all for their comfort level.
Okay, I'm not going to.
I respect Brody's comfort level.
I'm glad that you're comfortable with me coming in to your pool.
No problem. We don't care over here. We're fine.
All right, thank you so much. I will see you this weekend.
He also smokes cigarettes, so. All right, goodbye, T. Love talking to you.
I'm having one right now.
I'm saying his health is not top of mind.
I'm going to go to my uncle's. We're going to have cigars and whiskey tonight.
Yeah, all good. All good.
It's Uncle Ted's Shed
night. Uncle Ted's Shed. You got to come to Uncle Ted's Shed. Let me tell you about the Shed now. Is it trendy? You know,
what kind of car do I have to roll up in to go to Uncle Ted's Shed?
No, that one you can come with a dirty car. It's fine. We have shirts now, and we have hats, with a logo. We have everything now. We have coasters with Uncle Ted Shed logo on the coasters.
Didn't I give you Uncle Ted Shed hats? Didn't I?
No, we have a logo. We made hats. We have real hats now.
Oh, well, you know what? That's a great segue because next week, right? What's today's date, Scary?
Today, well, we're recording this here on the, what day? Is it July 24th?
Yes. Next week, we open up and launch slowly the first two items for the Brooklyn Boys merch store. Boom.
You only have two hats?
No, dumbass. Two different items.
We're gonna have two different items. We're gonna offer Brooklyn Boys masks and a Brooklyn Boys T-shirt.
Yep.
Wow,
and if that
like
does
that.
Well, we have five or six other items ready to go.
Yes.
I like that, but here's the thing, though. But I don't want you to call your guys the Slices. I think that's kind of lame. That name Slices.
You're insulting them because they were the ones who made this up, not us. We didn't ask to be called that. Hey, it just happened.
We suggested it. But anyway, to all the Slices out there, direct your hate towards Greg T. He's unfindable on social media.
The Jersey Kid.
What? There's got to be people that think like, oh, man, I like the Brooklyn Boys podcast. The name Slices. Let me ask Trish. She's got no respect. What do you think about the name, the Brooklyn Boys? So what do you think about the name Slices? Like, if you're like, Taylor Swift or Swifties.
Like, those are our stands. Slices. That's our fandom. What do you think?
Yeah, that's our fandom. It's called Slices. You like that? Slices?
Like pizza.
That's lame, right? It's lame. Right. You want something cool.
Well,
yeah.
Well, does she have a better suggestion?
Well, how about,
the fans?
Hold on.
Like calzones or something.
The calzones?
The fans of his morning show are the KT Eunuchs. That's not very catchy.
Yeah. the KT Eunuchs. I don't like the Slices. Slices seems little
well,
girl.
You know what? Here's what we'll do. The fact that you don't like the Slices, here's what we'll do. We're going to hang up on you now.
Yeah.
You're not going to be part of the podcast because you don't want to be part of the...
The Jersey Kids. I'm the Jersey Kids. All the kids.
Scary, where's the Jersey Kid jingle?
I don't have it loaded in because I wouldn't have needed it because he was already gone.
If I had a fandom, it would be all about the kids. The kids, the Jersey Kids. My whole fandom would be all about
it would
the kids.
Be, we're
kid.
The Jersey Kids in America.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right.
So right.
We're
like
the Jersey Kids. Yo,
like Greg T's kids. Greg
yeah,
T's kids.
Like that. No,
you do a telethon.
I think it's Jersey Kids.
All right, very good.
I got to roll now.
I'll see you this weekend in your pool.
And here's the last thing about this safe place is that you can't take leftovers out of there. Like, no one goes walking out with like a carry-on home bag. Like, you can't do that.
It sounds like you are a sheep and afraid to stand up for your own rights.
You just can't do that.
You can't, right? Right. So I would imagine they don't have any to-go containers. They're so trendy. I'll bring my tinfoil.
Trendy people are going out to a club next, right? Because they're going to a club. They're not taking.
They're going to a club. I forgot the father of two little girls is going clubbing. I forgot.
Right. Yeah.
With square-toed shoes and all.
Listen, I will talk to you.
I'm saying, I roll. I roll like the big celebs, you know?
Dude, I know your wife. You're not going clubbing.
That's the old
days when you take your wedding ring off.
You can't go to like some cool club down the Jersey Shore with leftovers and tell the guy, can you hold it in the back? Like, you can't do that.
Okay, that's why I wear cargo shorts, team. It goes through the pocket. Yeah.
Palm pockets.
No, you can't go there like that with true cargo shorts from Kohl's. You can't you can't dress like that.
Okay.
Oh.
Bye, T. I'll talk to you.
Sorry, I
goodbye.
Have to go. Bye.
My God,
I'd like to apologize to the Slices for two reasons. One, because that genius just insulted their name. And two, because Scary just gave him a half hour of our podcast.
I didn't.
Love the guy, but that was a bit much.
That was a lot. I have a headache now. Pass the Advil.
I do miss him.
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Oh, I'm glad we went to commercial. I needed to, like, cleanse myself.
You had to, like, clean your palate. It's like, you know, when you go to, like, one of these Italian weddings or in pre-COVID times, they would give you this thing called...
I don't think you have to say that. But
there was
you.
A thing called the intermezzo, where you would have some pasta and some kind of an appetizer, and then right before the main course... they would put this lemon ice in front of you, and then you would eat that. I'm like, why am I eating lemon ice? This is dessert. It's kind of like a palate cleanser. So the commercial was the intermezzo, was the palate cleanser, so we can have the next part of the podcast could be normal. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
What's the matter? You okay? You feeling?
Yeah,
a little...
no, I'm good. No, intermezzo's fine. So what would you like to talk about? We have a lot. You know what? We have a lot of sound clips from last week we didn't get to. That would be a nice departure from what we just did, if you want.
Yeah, okay,
I can talk about Lisa, the Facebook general,
yeah,
who makes very difficult rules that don't make any sense with her trivia questions.
Right.
We can talk about her.
Okay.
And well, I can talk about how... we can talk about how whenever there's a crowd of people in the pandemic... and people are getting sick, whenever the story is reported on, the lies that are told to protect the area. I definitely want to talk about that. But which you want to do first?
Sound bites pulled up.
Okay. You tell me which one you have, and I'll set it up.
I have self-subjugation.
Oh, self-subjugating. Okay.
Great.
So this is a clip of, I think it was someone on the news or a political commentator, and he was talking about senators who he felt had subjugated themselves. Now, when you subjugate, you make yourself a subject to someone else.
Right.
You make yourself inferior to someone else. So here's what he said.
And that includes the senators who, out of cowardice or careerism, self-subjugated themselves.
Okay. So, again, I don't care about what he was saying, if he's right or wrong. He said the senators self-subjugated themselves. Well, either they self-subjugated or they subjugated themselves, but they didn't self-subjugate themselves. That makes sense?
Yeah, that's a grammar police issue right there.
That's a grammar police
issue.
Yeah,
that's you just, okay. Yeah, right. But and by the way, you can apply that to quite a bit of phrases.
Oh, when like you when people self- go, I self-quarantine myself.
Right.
Right. Or like when you self-sucked your own dick yourself.
There was that. Well, hold on a second. Self-quarantine self.
Yourself.
Right, yeah, that's terrible.
Right.
You're
okay,
adding
so
it.
Go,
okay.
All right, next clip.
TRS luggage.
Oh, TRS luggage. Scary. When you were a kid, you had TRS luggage, right? I mean, synonymous. TRS luggage, your whole life, when you think of luggage, you think of TRS luggage, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man. Luggage, TRS luggage. They're the standard of luggage. Am I wrong?
TRS luggage?
Well, according to this commercial, you absolutely know. Listen, play the clip.
For years, you have heard me talking about Club Glove's TRS ballistic luggage, our patented luggage connection.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for years.
Who is he? Who are they? What is he talking about?
Hold on.
For years, you have heard me talking about Club Glove's TRS ballistic luggage.
No, I've never heard of your voice. I don't know what...
TRS ballistic luggage. What does that mean? Is that a scam to make you think that you've known about this luggage your whole life?
I think it's a mind screw. I think they're trying to put it in your head subliminally that, oh yeah, it's the brand I grew up with, TRS luggage.
This podcast is national. Is there a place in this country, like the great state of Wyoming, where TRS luggage is like the standard? Like when I graduate high school, Mom, I want to get TRS luggage. I don't want a car. Jimmy, Dad and I are going to save someday when you graduate high school in Wyoming, the great state of Wyoming. You will get, Brian, it's bullshit.
That is bullshit. I want it because that guy has been telling me for years about it.
For years.
Please get me the TRS luggage for my graduation.
Have you heard him before? Have you ever heard his voice?
No. Who the fuck is he?
Okay. Have you, so maybe they recast the role. Have you ever heard somebody else who sounded like him?
No.
Talking about TRS luggage?
No. I've never heard of TRS luggage or this person.
But play the clip one more time.
For years, you have heard me talking about Club Glove's TRS ballistic luggage.
Apparently, we have.
Wow.
For years. So if you've heard of this company, and not just heard of it, like seen it in the store, if you've heard of this guy for years telling you about TRS, please tweet us.
Yeah.
Let us know that we're missing something.
Now
and
I have,
where the hell, what aren't we listening to that
I,
we should have
I got Bambi here.
Oh, okay. So, you know, like Jay-Z in 2001 did like H to the Izzo?
Right.
Right? And Snoop Dogg. Remember when people used to go like B to the R-A, you know, C-K?
That was like whatever. That was like a late 90s, early 2000s thing.
Right. Like Skeery, S-K to the Eerie. Like nobody talks like that anymore, right?
Right.
Okay. Listen to this person giving out the website for a company called Bambi. Go ahead.
We customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day. All for just $99 a month, period. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/CNN right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/CNN. Spelled Bam to the BEE.com/CNN.
Oh my God.
Bam to the BEE.
Oh, that is awful. Who allowed that to go on the air? Who would pay for that? That's a commercial, right?
That is right up there with saying for shizzle. Like, it's so outdated. No, I just wanted to make sure that, like, Drake didn't bring that back.
No.
Right?
No.
I want to make sure Post Malone's not saying
no,
it.
No, nobody. There's no one in today's world, whether it be
that
in
says
the,
to the.
No.
That throws in a to
no
the
No pop culture.
Spelling.
It's not on TikTok anywhere.
It's not tick to the T-O-K.
Right.
Okay.
I see you.
All right. Okay. What else you got? Oh, I see you. What does ICU stand for?
Intensive care unit.
Hit the clip.
The hospital system here. According to data released by the county, hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients have increased by 76% in the past 14 days, by 86% when it comes to ICU units.
Well, I knew she was going to say that. ICU units. So the intensive care unit units. Of course.
Right. They're out of those. So again, it's tragic they're out of them, but get it right. Do I have any other clips there?
Yeah, we have a couple. COVID.
I don't know what this is.
Well, let's play it.
Well, it's still going on.
Hold on. Okay. Okay, so
By the way, just to let the audience know what the hell's going on here. These clips were loaded on this sound page about a month and a half ago, and we just forgot about them. We're bringing them back now, and we don't even know our own sound or roadmap. So I don't even know what the hell we're doing.
ICU clip was really low. I hope you can make that louder when you post it. So this guy is a DJ on a rock station, I think his name is Doug. It doesn't matter. Don't tweet me. And so he did this promo, right? He's promoting another channel on satellite radio. And he's talking about something going on in the country. See if you could tell me what he's talking about.
Well, it's still going on. I was hoping it would be long gone by now, but Channel 121 is giving out the latest information because it keeps changing. And what is and isn't safe keeps changing. And what we need to do and how to protect ourselves, as you bloody well know. So on Channel 121 here on Sirius XM, it continues. Talk with actual experts and doctors and people who can help you through it. People who do know what they're talking about, as opposed to, hi, I'm Joe, and I have an opinion. It's on channel 121, and they've got a hotline number you can call.
Oh, my God.
Okay. By the way, Brody, you listen to some shitty radio.
Thanks, man. He spent 48 seconds, roughly, and never said what he's talking about.
Yeah, but the thing is, we know what he's talking about.
No, but here's what he did. It's still going on. Find out more about it. It's
like what the fuck is still going on, Brody, possibly could be going on. Okay. I mean, hello.
We're living through this.
Every day has been a fucking Groundhog Day for me for the past 5 months.
I understand that, but his job is to promote it, right? If he did a commercial, let's say he did an endorsement for a product, and he went, you know, when you get hungry, you want it. And now it's got even more flavor. It's tasty and nutritious. And that's what he did.
I think you're being a little picky here. Let me hear it again. Hold on.
It's his job. He's got one job. He's got to mention the product.
So he's got to say COVID?
He's got to say COVID, coronavirus, the pandemic.
Hold on.
Something. Listen.
Well, it's still going on. I was hoping it would be long gone by now, but channel 120.
Okay, by the way, right there, I know what he's talking about. What is the one thing all of the world would hope that it's been long gone by now?
Skier, I understand that, but he could be talking about herpes, AIDS,
he can't. There's only one thing on every motherfucker's mind listening to this podcast and everywhere from here to Siberia, and that is COVID.
I got something that, in my opinion, is something going on in the world that I would wish it would end, but it's not going to for a while.
Listen again.
Well, it's still going on. I was hoping it would be long gone by now, but channel 120.
Okay, right. That's all I need to know. He's talking about coronavirus.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Brody.
If you got paid, you do a lot of endorsements, right? Let's say you did Tito's vodka. And your commercial was, vodka. This is the best vodka. It's got great taste. It's awesome. I've been drinking this vodka forever. You guys know what vodka I'm talking about. I talk about it all the time.
But this vodka, had that vodka affected the entire planet? No. So then, of course, I'd have to say Tito's vodka.
This guy said it's been going on. What if he means racism? Racism's been going on. I wish racism was over.
I lost you. Where'd you go, Brody? Brody unplugged his microphone. He's gone completely.
I'm back. Sorry.
Where did you go? Did you go take a shit?
No, the cable came out. I stepped on the cable.
I knew it. You got yourself in such a tizzy.
Yeah.
By the way, it was a lot more quiet when you were gone.
Yeah, thanks, man. saying was, what about racism? Racism has been going on forever. I wish that was gone. He could be talking about racism. No. Listen.
Let the guy off the hook on this one.
Listen. Okay. I'm not letting them off
the TRS luggage guy, that guy's an asshole.
But as a radio professional, this guy was supposed to mention.
Oh, my God.
It's still going on. I was hoping it would be long gone by now.
Racism.
But the pandemic is something that is a planetary issue.
I know, but it was as if he didn't want to say it.
I got a couple of things. Shaft.
Oh. Listen to this commercial. It's for a normal product. But you know he set this up to be dirty. You know the guys who wrote the commercial.
What's the shaft with the biggest buzz this season?
That's easy. It's MMT.
That's Metal Mesh Technology.
An entirely new line of iron shafts from Mitsubishi Chemical. It's a fact.
So he starts the commercial. What's the shaft with the most buzz this year? Come on. He's selling a golf club, but he's making it sound dirty.
Of course he is.
Right.
So we're selling a podcast, and we make him sound dirty by the title every week.
That's right.
Come on, Brody.
By the way, Scary is convinced, guys, slices.
Ladies.
Scary is convinced that when we come up with a title that is titillating.
Yeah.
Or we use a dirty word in it, that you guys are more apt to listen to.
Absolutely.
However, if you listen in order, you're listening to every episode.
Right.
But Scary and I noticed a problem.
The last five, six episodes.
Before this last one about the douchebags in the elevator.
Dr. Douchebag and the Elevator Idiots. Which, by the way, another great title. It draws me in. It's not dirty, but I want to know what's happening. Right. Who is Dr. Douchebag and why are the Elevator Idiots involved and why are they in an elevator?
All right. The four episodes before that are all stuck around the exact same number of listens. We took a dip. We haven't made the top 100 in a while.
We know why.
I tweeted you guys. You all answered the same thing.
It's the same thing. You're out of your routine.
Right.
But Brody, I've been telling you this off the air for fucking weeks.
Scary. Shush. My point is, I understand why the listens are all down, right? The last four. But last week's episode has twice as many listens as the four before it.
You know why?
Okay, go ahead.
Because people are starting to get back to their routines.
Right, but the
big show was on vacation.
But they should have gone back to the one 4 weeks ago.
They did not do that, obviously. From the numbers, they did not do that.
That's my point. So does that mean we have a lot of new listeners who got the email from iHeart that we had a new episode out? Is this all new people discovering the podcast? If so, welcome aboard. If not, please listen in order.
Please.
All right, we got another clip.
We have one more clip.
Which one is this?
This is Rick.
Oh, okay. This one you have to pay attention to. And it was just... So, a lot of times in radio, there'll be production pieces, clips of audio. And you know, like when you watch MTV TRL? The VJ isn't sitting there for 2 hours and introducing the videos.
Right.
They film all of the intros and outros in like an hour and go home.
Oh, my God. You just gave away the secret.
Right, and then somebody puts in the video and makes it look like they're talking in front of the video.
That was back in the day. They don't do that anymore, but okay.
Right, I'm saying, right. And when you hear countdown shows, do you think the DJ is sitting there? When, like, Taylor Swift takes over a radio station, do you think she's sitting there for 4 hours introducing the songs?
Fuck no.
Or she went into a studio a month earlier, recorded all the intros, all the one-liners, and somebody in production put it all together, inserted the music, made it a
like American
show.
Top 40 with Ryan Seacrest on Sunday mornings.
And same so a lot thing. Of times, they'll say like, hey, celebrity, just go in there and go, is that true, Elvis? Right? Because they were told that that's what you say. Because they know Elvis is going to go, that's right, Steve, or whatever. So they're doing their half of the script. So in this particular clip, there's a rock station on, again, Sirius Satellite Radio. And they had a big big.
You should cancel your subscription, man. That's some awful content.
They had a big pretend concert last weekend or the weekend before. Yeah.
By the way, the reason I'm saying all this is because every single clip you've gotten has been from SiriusXM.
No, right? not all of them. You not sure? all of them. Okay. Well, okay, maybe some of them. Okay, so what they did was they had the DJs record a bunch of lines to make it sound like they were backstage at this big concert. And they had clips of people being interviewed backstage. And so they made it sound like these guys were interviewing them backstage.
Right.
And then they played live performances. So if you listened, it was supposed to sound like a giant 8-hour concert or whatever it was.
Where everybody was there for all 8 hours. Right. And everybody's waiting for their turn to talk.
Right.
And
well,
sing.
Whoever wrote the script on this particular clip I'm going to play screwed the DJ badly. Because they don't know Def Leppard very well.
Oh, right? Okay.
So the drummer in Def Leppard is Rick. And the lead singer is Joe. Okay?
Yep.
This guy backstage, he acts... Well, you play the clip and I'll explain how he effed up and then we'll play it again.
Right now. Hey, Rick, do you have time for a quick one?
Yeah. This is my drummer.
Okay, well, there goes the drummer, Rick, along with Joe. They're about to start... So we will just catch up with him.
Okay, so what you should know is Joe is the lead singer. Rick is the drummer.
Right.
So he said, hey, Rick, you got a second? And he and Joe says, here's my drummer.
Oh, wait.
But he said,
hey, Rick, do you have time for a quick one?
Yeah, this is my drummer.
So that's Joe talking, saying
here's my... talking about the drummer, Rick.
Oh, my God.
But someone set him up to fail and said, just record this. You're going to say, hey, Rick, you know, whatever. And so he goes, hey, Rick. And then Joe says, here's my drummer, which, by the way, is a horrible clip. It doesn't even make any sense. But that must have been the only clip they had backstage at a Def Leppard concert. So the whole thing just sounds like a travesty. But if you don't know the band, you're like, oh, it's a good clip.
Are you going to get some free dessert from this company? Are you going to call them up and be like, dude, I'm not paying for the next 6 months. Fuck you guys.
I'm going to say, guys, you guys are. It just, it's one of those things where it's not the DJ's fault, but it's somebody's fault.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all. Those are my clips for the day.
I love
That's
it.
All. All right.
Now, tell me again, first of all. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
I'm echoing.
Don't forget, I have to, whatever I teased already.
I know you
have to make sure
because,
we have time for.
Right. We had some email from last week that we never got to, and there was a couple of good things that came through. I don't know if you want to do that right here, if you want to talk about what you were.
No. Why don't you do the email and I'll talk about Lisa. I don't want to use the word. I don't want to use the N word, the Nazi word,
because Nazi just gets, word,
like grammar Nazi, like we call people grammar Nazis. I don't want to call her Facebook Nazi. That would be rude. I don't want to say that. I'm going to just say she's the Facebook general. I want to talk about her, but let's do the email.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have unused jokes, which that can wait till next week.
Yeah.
But you go play, read the email.
That sounds like it's mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
The mailbag is picked up there, Brody.
Nice.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com. You can always email us. Rebecca Simmons said, why is this signed Jorge Martinez on the header, but Rebecca Simmons, someone didn't change there. That's weird. Okay, that's another email. Hey, guys. Sorry, this is grammar related. 2 weeks ago, I got a new car, and the salesman kept saying PIN number, and it was driving me crazy. Oh, yeah, just like the last clip we played about ICU. Yeah. I had something to say. I was very kind. After the third or fourth time, I said to him, listen, I don't want to be condescending, but I'm an English teacher, so I have to say something. You keep saying PIN number, and that's redundant, because the N stands for number. You're saying personal identification number. He looked at me like I was sprouting a new head. I then had to tell him what all the letters stood for as I talked about it. I gave the ATM machine reference again, ATM, and I did all of them. Then this morning, I get an email about my car with PIN number. Really? The number stands for number. You're still being redundant.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it a VIN?
PIN number. They're looking for a PIN number still. Whatever it is. Right. VIN.
Yeah.
I thought about you guys instantly. It should be VIN, but it says PIN. Anyway, I'm behind on episodes as I was listening to number 126. Brody mentioned how he said PIN number. I laughed because I got the email the same day I listened to the podcast. Longtime listener. First time reaching out. As an ELA teacher, I love the grammar fails. And when you correct people, I can't wait to catch up on episodes. Dying to hear what Brody thinks about irregardless.
Yeah, I'm pissed off about that. I'm angry.
About irregardless?
Yeah, so what's her? Jamie Lee Curtis tweeted out that she was devastated that the world is coming to an end, that irregardless is now considered proper grammar, that it's acceptable.
It should not
be accepted.
Well, where did it say that it's accepted? Is that something, is this official?
Yeah, Merriam-Webster went out of its way to say, no, it's you can use it interchangeably.
No, you can't.
Well, according to the history of the word, it was acceptable 150 years ago, and it kind of got phased out.
Wow.
And now it's considered passé and trash. But it is acceptable as a word. I'm not gonna recognize it. I'm not. It's like China. They don't recognize parts of their area as sovereign nations, and I am not recognizing irregardless as a word.
Well, there you go. Right. Rebecca, that's from Cleveland. And now we also have Jorge. Oh, this is the Jorge email. Wow, my phone just jumped emails in the middle of me pulling it up. What's up, Brooklyn Boys? I am Jersey Boy, not to be confused with the Jersey Kid. It'll be nice to hear from him
in a while.
I was going to say, he goes on to say, it'll be nice to hear from him again on an episode. Well, yeah, you're welcome. You just heard him. Just to hear the jingle and soon after hang up on him. No, neither of those happened. Stayed on for a while and I don't have the jingle. On the other hand, I'm with Skiri about the poolside episode. I think it would be an epic one, Brody. You should just get an update. Skiri, get an updated COVID test and feel comfortable about it. Once Brody gets his hot tub, which Brody has a story about coming up. There should be a hot tub episode as well with you guys in the hot tub.
Share a hot tub with him?
Yeah.
Either way. By the way, the COVID test doesn't work because it takes 3 to 5 days on a good week.
So I would have
3 to 5 days, you got to stay in your house.
Right. That's not going to happen. Either way, anyway, I'm looking forward to the next episode. Truck driver delivering food supplies to Italian restaurants and pizzerias. That's right up our alley, dude.
Love him already.
Listen to the Big Show daily. You're tuned into your podcast from episode zero. You guys entertain me on my routes, especially lately during these uncertain times. You guys have given me some sense of normalcy. Thank you. All right. Slice for life. Jersey boy out. Thank you, Jorge. Also, feel free to pull up some tweets, Brody. I know you watch Twitter.
I got one here from Danielle. Danny for the win. What a great name.
Danny for the win.
She said, oh my God, that orthopedist story is infuriating. It gets worse with each part of the conversation. That's right. You're absolutely correct. It did get worse.
Is that it?
Nope. I got a couple more.
I got more.
Jeffrey. I guess Jeffrey Lee. He's at Laz. This is the worst. Okay. Danny for the win is a great Twitter name. This guy's Twitter is at LOZTXOUL.
Whoa.
I'm sure that means something to Jeffrey Lee, but if you have to tell someone your Twitter handle, that's annoying. But I love you anyway. Hey, I was just listening to the current podcast. I don't think you're a scumbag for keeping the remaining money from the $25 gift card. I would consider that as a service fee. That is in regards to the microphone I returned. You guys listen in order. So
yeah, but
go.
You owe that money to Elvis because Elvis bought you that microphone as a gift, so that was his money. But okay, listen to the episode, judge for yourself. Zachary Smith. Wow, this guy's an asshole. Forever Brody and Skiri in lowercase. Thank you.
Love him.
Zach here. Don't worry. Won't be offended if I don't hear this on the podcast. You guys are hilarious. I've been on and off listener of the Big Show since 2015. Brody, you got pulled over and you pulled out your dad's officer ID card, and I was dying when I heard this. So then I decided, so you said that on the Big Show. So then I decided to listen to the podcast. So, but best decision I ever made. I drive an hour. Where are more people like him? I drive an hour each way for work, usually get through almost 2 episodes a day, currently on episode 26. But I always listen to the newest one as soon as it comes out, and then I go back to where I left off. See, that's smart. I'm okay with that. I was always, because it gives us more listens, I was always timid about sending food back or complaining, but Brody has opened my world about it.
Yes.
Even is not even. I want my free dessert. Hope you guys do at least 500 episodes. Always
love
mention to you. He promotes us to his friends.
Thank you. What's his name?
Zachary Smith. Thank you so much. You are a role model, Slice, because not only are you listening, you're spreading the word like the COVID. Well, not like COVID, but you're spreading the word to people, and we need that. We need more of that in our life.
All right. Well, let me mention someone. Speaking of spreading, Jim Thomas on Instagram, Twin Dad Jim. Oh, I like that name. He sent a picture of a hair salon in Goshen, New York, and the sign says, I should post this on my Instagram. I'll try to do it this week. Attention, face mask required. And is a cartoon, like an animation of a man wearing a mask. But the mask is over the guy's mouth, but not his nose.
Oh, boy.
So that is a poster fail. That is a poster fail. So thank you, Jim, for that. And we have one on you, Jim. That's it for me.
All right, I got a few more. This is Annie Palladino. She says she sells sex boxes. Help.
By the seashore?
My name is Annie. Nice to meet you. First of all, my friend Lauren is a big fan of yours, and I would like to thank you for always making my friend happy. She's even considering a career in radio because of the work you do. Turn around and never look back. Do not do that. I am the founder of a company called Passion Box Movement. It is an education, contraception, pleasure product line focused on helping everyone feel more comfortable and safe having sex.
I would like to have some education. Feel free to send product.
I would love to possibly have sex with you on your show. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I would love to possibly talk about my story on your show. Don't worry. We aren't super kinky people. I'm a college student trying to help people stay safe. Thank you so much. That's with gusto, Annie. And then she leaves her website, passionboxmovement.com. I'm going to have to check that out when we're done with this podcast.
Okay, was that a sponsor? Did they sponsor you?
No, this first, I just, dude, it's first time I'm even reading
this. This is a hell of a commercial for them. Please. And I don't see any product. Everybody, where's the free shit for us?
Yeah.
Nikki, they just plugged her website. And by the way, I'm sure there are plugs on the website.
Yeah. All right. Nikki had an Insta Scamboni. This email's for Brody specifically in reference to his Instagram topic a few weeks back. He mentioned that somebody on Instagram commented they wanted to collaborate with him by sending him a watch to model. Despite Skiri saying they probably don't want photos of him wearing the watch at Auntie Anne's with his kids. I did say that. I have had a similar experience and wanted to share. I have three little boys and I run an Instagram account for them where they model clothes. I work with some of the clothing brands by taking photos of my kids in their clothes, and in exchange, I get the clothes for heavily discounted or for free because I'm a photographer. Works out great. Started receiving the attached comments. These are only a few from the brands wanting me to promote. Okay, so there's the proof. First time I got the message, I figured, why not? So I reached out, and they basically told me for the first collaboration, I would get the clothes for 50% off. Really? And they gave me a code to use to buy the items. Turns out their items were overpriced to begin with, and 8 weeks later, still had not received them, and they were clearly coming from China. I reached out 5 to 6 times and threatened to file a PayPal dispute. They ignored me. Finally, one out of the three items arrives months later. Oh, this is a mess. And it smelled awful. I don't even want to put my kids in it. So this person gets free promotional clothing and then fell down a rabbit hole to saying, oh, we'll give it to you for 50%. Just click on this link. So she actually paid half price for these fucking clothes. But they were a Scamboni. These are scammers, and I want to let your listeners and slices know that this exists more than you think. They use certain hashtags. In my case, I almost always get one popping up if I use the hashtag BoyMom. Curious to know what hashtags Brody used on this post. Okay, so anyway, wanted to say that this person is a slice for life. Fuck you. And that's Nikki Miller. So yeah, so don't fall for scambonies like that. You don't click links in email and saying, you know, the latest one, Brody, is I will pay you $350 to advertise Facebook. Click link. I'm like, yeah, okay. You don't even know what you didn't tell me what your product is.
Why? I like the way you're slipping into an accent as you tell that story.
Well, they use it. It's choppy language. They don't use full sentences. They forget about pronouns and they forget about adjectives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
I have a couple of voicemails I have to convert to get over to you at some point of people telling me like that. I have audio of what you just said.
Yeah.
For maybe next week. Anyway, go on.
Quick one from Joe Dingo. Did we read Joe Dingo?
I don't know. I love his name.
Maybe the Joe Dingo ate your baby. You may remember me from sharing a Grammar Police photo of the restaurant in City Island that had the sign that spelled Italian wrong.
Oh, right. Yeah.
By the way, how awful. That's probably one of the biggest grammar fails ever. You own an Italian restaurant and you spell the fucking word Italian wrong? Anyway, I need some advice about an Amazon situation, Brody and Skiri. I recently ran into this while ordering something for myself, and the package was supposed to be delivered Monday the 22nd. The app said they tried to make the delivery, but something happened and they didn't drop it off. It's now Friday, no package. Contacted Amazon CS, and they told me they can either replace the order or refund me. Being that the item was only $10, I asked for both a refund and refund and a replacement at no charge. They refused both. Speaking with the supervisor, they said it's one or the other. So what do you do from here? I asked for my free dessert. They didn't give it to me.
Well, they didn't sell it right because I never have a problem. Right. I don't know if they were too wishy-washy or they didn't explain it. You have to lay it out. You have to explain, listen, I needed this item for a certain thing.
Yeah.
It was a gift. You guys effed me.
There needs to be context. It's not like, hey, you just ripped me off and I didn't get what I wanted.
Right.
So
it can't be like, well, I ordered this and you didn't come, so I'm running back.
The free dessert part and the compassion comes, the emotion will come in when you start saying things right. A loss of time or money that you have to throw in there, or an embarrassment, it led to an embarrassing situation.
I needed it right away, so I had to go to the store near my house to get it. I had to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, whatever.
Right. Or, or I had to show up to my cousin's graduation without the present.
Right.
Now I had a, and he laughed as I opened it up, and he opened it up, and it was a piece of paper saying that of a picture of it, because it didn't get there in time.
Right.
When you start explaining that, it paints a better picture. And
you have
to
explain the loss.
Yeah.
You have to explain the loss.
All right. Now you have a couple more?
Two quick things from Janovic. Janovic, who used to send us pizza to the studio, but we're not in the studio. At least I'm not. He said, if you get a chance, listen to Speaking Volumes, episode 49. This is Scary's other podcast with Cher.
I know it well.
It said, forward to 3857 and listen about 2 minutes. Then hit the jingle. Scary is very good at what he does, very smooth. I know it's not the Brooklyn Boys, but I think it's funny. So apparently you slipped a sponsor into your other podcast as well.
Well, I'm not going to say what it was because I don't want you to hit the jingle on
me right
here.
That's correct. And Juan Valdivia just sent me a DM at UberFacts, which, by the way, I'm going to say is not accurate. Okay. They put up a Met logo and said, New York Met fans are the worst spellers in baseball, with Cleveland Indians fans being the best, according to a study from Grammarly. So fake news, first of all. Then he wrote, you should have been there to take the survey to boost up your team. So I think he deliberately used the wrong your and the wrong there as a joke. But according to Grammarly, Mets fans have the worst grammar. So apparently they did not realize I was a Mets fan.
Right.
There I was not go. Part of that survey.
And also Rob Curran wants to call us out on a violation. He says, hey, Scary and Brody, Scary first, Brody's only because Brody was the one that said the following. On the last podcast, number 135, Brody said that you offered listeners to promote a product or business during the summer, and no one hit you guys up about it. Uh-oh. I hit you guys up about it and didn't get a response. Violation on you guys for saying no one contacted you about it when you even read my email about it on episode 134. It was regarding Angie's Party Creations, my wife's creative services.
You're giving away free promotion.
And then he writes hashtag hit the jingle on myself. See
That's
what he
great.
Did? That's awesome.
That's great.
I love
That's
what
great.
You did there, Rob.
That's awesome.
All right. And then one line from Jamie Fazina, ketchup fries. Hey, Brody, my son got these ketchup flavored fries, potato sticks from Trader Joe's. I thought of you. Hashtag slice
for
life.
I've had them. They're all right.
They're
I've
ketchup flavored. Yeah, they are Spud Crunchies.
Yeah. Seasoned. I've also had Heinz potato chips. Like from the original. They're all right.
Do we like?
Nah, they're all right.
Nah.
All right, can I talk to you? Yeah. Can I talk to you about this this question on Facebook?
Of course.
Okay. So this woman is in a Brooklyn group I belong to. She's from our old area.
Oh.
Okay. So she puts up a trivia question or a riddle. She puts up a riddle. And she says, only put up don't give away the joke. But it's a riddle, right? She wants people to guess and answer the question.
Yeah.
So the question is, listen carefully. If it takes a day and a half to dig a hole and a half, and a day for a hole, how long does it take to dig a half a hole? And she wrote, answer only.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the answer?
Repeat it one more time.
If it takes a day and a half to dig a hole and a half.
Right.
And a day for a hole. How long does it take to dig a half a hole?
A half a day.
Okay. That's your answer.
Well, I mean, that's where it's leading me. It wants me, whoever wrote this wants me to say half a day, whether that's wrong or a trick question.
Okay.
A half a hole.
Hold on. You answered. Right. Leave it alone.
All right.
So at the bottom of that, she wrote, answer only. So the answer to that riddle is that it is impossible
to dig a half a hole. Right, because the second you dig a hole.
It's a hole.
It's a hole, right? The second you take one scoop.
Right.
And I get, I knew that there was something like that coming. Okay,
I answered, and I wrote, you can't dig a half a hole. It's a hole, right? That's my answer. She deleted it. And then sent me a note saying, please don't rule the riddle. Only answers are acceptable. So I wrote back and I said, but that's my answer. Any other answer is a wrong answer. So it was people saying a third of a day, two-fifths of a day. They were all guessing, you know, how long of a day. It depends on how big the shovel is. Like, right. People were, like, the worst answers.
Right.
The answer is you can't dig a half a hole.
There's no, right? Understood. So but why did she keep deleting you, though?
So she deleted me and reprimanded me and said, I gave away the riddle. So I wrote back and I said,
give it away.
How can you answer the riddle if the answer to the riddle is giving away the joke of the riddle? So that's my answer. My answer is the correct answer. She was mad at me for ruining the joke, but the joke was a riddle, and the answer to the riddle is to say you can't dig a half hole. So I asked her, how was I supposed to answer
that? She doesn't
that?
Want the right answer. She wants everyone to look like fools all day.
Right. Then the correct response is, but then the correct response is only answer with wrong answers. So I said, so I said to her, she wrote that back. She said, only answer the wrong answers. I said, how would I know an answer is wrong unless I was told it was wrong? Everyone guessing thinks they're right. I guess what I thought was right.
Right. I saw you.
So.
Why do you associate with these people? Who are they? These are Martians.
It was on a Brooklyn Facebook page.
Of course it was. A Brooklyn Facebook page.
Okay. So here's what happened. Here's what happened next. She must have checked out my Facebook page.
Oh, God.
Now, you know how those you have those nine pictures, your favorite pictures?
Of course.
Facebook does not allow you.
That was MySpace.
Was the top friends.
Oh, top eight.
There's a featured photos on your Facebook page. You can put up your favorite nine pictures. I think it's nine.
Oh,
right?
Shit. You know, I never did that.
Well, here's what I didn't know, and people complain about, right? They complain about it. You can't make those private. You can't make them friends only or only my high school friends. You can't. They're public. Mm-hmm. So if I interact with people on social media,
they could see those nine pictures.
They could see those nine pictures.
Oh, that's why I didn't feature any.
Okay, so she checked out who I was, right? Based on the fact that I must have been annoying her. She liked all nine of my pictures. Then sent me another direct, after reprimanding me, she sent me a direct message. Could you explain how you meet so many celebrities?
Oh, God.
Okay.
She doesn't know who you are.
Well, right. She doesn't know who I am.
She doesn't. She knew you from Facebook. She
right,
got you on Facebook.
I never said she knew who I was. I never said she knew. Oh. By the way, half of my pictures with celebrities, some of them, are in front of the Elvis Duran wall logo.
Right.
In the featured nine.
And did she think that you got up, you broke into the studio of the Elvis Duran show nine times because you were on nine different
celebrities? One of my pictures is with a Memph Queen at the rock station, right. Q104. The point is, then she sent me a friend request.
Of course. Who wouldn't want to know somebody? That's called social climbing,
right.
My friend.
So I'm going to send her
I want to know somebody who meets celebrities. I'm going to friend them.
Right. So I was the annoying guy, but now she's like, oh, can I be your friend on Facebook?
Of course she does. You're much more interesting than these other assholes that she deals with every day.
The answer to that riddle, Lisa, is no.
But don't write it. Only write the wrong answer.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Don't ruin it, Lisa. I'm not going to tell you no, because I don't want to ruin it for everybody else.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Scary and Rudy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Oh my God. I don't know if I should reveal what, I'm taking up a new hobby, but I'm not ready to talk about it yet. Okay. We're just going to tease it right there.
And you, you made your own D as a hobby now?
No, you're going to laugh at me. You are going to laugh at me, but
oh, absolutely.
I'm already going to say, go fuck yourself because you're not going to be able to picture me taking up this hobby. And that's all I'm going to say on that. We'll get back to that in a later date.
It must be sports.
It's something athletic.
Exercise.
Of course, it's something.
Did you get a Peloton?
No. Can I fit a fucking Peloton in my apartment? No way.
No.
Did we talk? Oh my God. I used a lot of stuff on the big show. Did we talk about the Frank Sinatra has eaten here thing? I said it on the big show.
I can't remember.
Frank Sinatra has eaten here. Okay. Every restaurant in Hoboken lays claim to Frank Sinatra eating.
Of course,
he was born in Hoboken, all blue eyes. There's a shrine to him there. But I have to say one thing, okay? And you might have this kind of vibe going on in your town too, where there's a local celebrity that might have died a century ago or like some famous person, whatever. They didn't eat there. Okay, just because a person is born in a certain city.
Right.
Okay. The person dies, and there's no proof. There's no visual proof, but they all
George
claim.
Washington slept there.
Right. He used to play baseball on this field right here. But a lot of places will be taking advantage of it. They're like, oh, yeah, don't you know? This was Doris Day's favorite pizzeria. This was.
You know what? What does that mean, though? Like, when you go into like pizza places in our old neighborhood, they would put up headshots of celebrities.
Yes. Like John Travolta.
Not that one.
Okay.
He did, though. He ate in Lenny's Pizza.
In Lenny's Pizza.
I'm talking about the back in the day before the internet, where you could just get any picture you want, you would go to like flea markets or bazaars, and there'd be people selling 8x10 glossies of headshots.
Right.
Like celebrity pictures.
Right.
Right. You'd buy them like, oh my God, here's a picture of like this hot girl or this famous actor or whatever. And you'd buy it and you put it on your wall.
Yeah.
But restaurants would buy them and put them up on the wall.
They would.
And give you the impression that Al Pacino ate in that restaurant.
Yeah.
Or they would like sign it.
They sign
it. Love the steak, Al. And you don't know if that's Al's signature or not.
No, you have no proof.
Al Pacino ate here.
Right. And by the way, even if Al Pacino did eat there, who's to say that he has good taste in food?
But what if he hated it?
Right. Right. He could have hated it. Or maybe he doesn't have any fucking taste buds and everything is tasteless to him. So you don't know. That doesn't make your food any better. But
right. Like if Scary goes to a steakhouse, doesn't mean it's good. If Scary Jones drinks bottled water, doesn't mean it's good.
I just want to say, look out for the local celebrity in your town who grew up there and is long gone, and there's no proof if that person really did eat there or frequent there. And by the way, even if they did, what difference would it matter anyway?
Unless it was me and Scary, and that's by the way, correct grammar. If we ate in a lot of the same places. Yeah. I worked at Roland Roaster, but there's not a sign up that says David Brody from the Elvis Duran Morning Show worked here. There's no sign there. There should be.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You know? Can we talk about, speaking of locations, I teased this before. when, do you remember a couple of weeks ago, there was it was like spring break. Everybody went to that lake in Wisconsin. Was it? I think it was Wisconsin.
And it was the Ozarks.
Yeah.
In St. Louis. St. Louis people that go to the Ozarks for the weekend.
Right. Yeah. So everybody there was like, well, everyone's going to get sick. No one had masks. They were like, oh, it's not locals. Not the locals. It's all the people from that other place. They all came here. And every time you see on the news, like if you watch cable news, then they show places from around the country because your local news, but local news is the same thing. Whatever the problem is, they'll show a crowd of people. Someone will go, these aren't the local people. We follow the rules. These are tourists. These are people that can't, we don't know who these people are. They come to our town. They come to our island. They come to our village and they hang out and they leave. And it's not us. It's not us. Right?
Yeah.
So this week in New York, I'm calling bullshit on that. I'm calling 100% bullshit. This week in New York, two bars in Astoria, Queens. Would you say Astoria, Queens people are flying to America to go visit Astoria?
No. Well, okay. I mean, it is Astoria is notorious for having a very highly Greek population. And so the Greeks from America basically live there.
I know. And it's a nice area.
Right. But
good restaurants.
Are you trying to say?
No. So two bars in Astoria lost their liquor licenses for having massive crowds of non-socially distant, non-masking 20, 30-somethings hanging outside the bars against the rules, breaking the rules. So we talked about it on the show, on the Elvis Duran Morning Show.
Yes, we did.
And people were texting in. Those weren't people from Astoria. Those weren't people. Okay, first of all, when everybody says that, how do you know? How do you know?
Are you on the street taking a poll?
That the 150 people drinking outside those bars, you know they're not from Astoria, Queens? You know that wasn't our people. The people on my block wouldn't do that.
Yep.
Okay, so maybe they were from Corona. They came 5 minutes away.
With the Corona. That's perfect.
Yeah, right.
Corona is a real town in Queens.
That's why I said it, right. But they're not coming from Manhattan to go to bars in Astoria. Right. They're not driving in from Long Island.
Nope.
They're not coming in from Jersey. Oh, let's go to Astoria.
Well,
it's not the hot spot.
It's a nice area. If I may.
Yes.
We had a situation where people at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Brody. The people were overcrowding a couple of bars and clubs, and I could tell you that those people are not from there. They're from North Jersey. They are.
Yes,
so
but that's
the
easy.
But the
that's
local-
easy. The Jersey Shore is a major tourist hub that doesn't
have
a lot
saying,
of people.
You're saying non-tourist places. You're saying places that are like neighborhood haunts, neighborhood places. He left us again. By the way, note how quiet it is. And now, okay, you're back. All right. Dude. Wow. That's an upgrade of a mic setup you have there?
Sorry, I did it again. I'm getting restless.
All right, Brittany.
And I kicked the wire again. So you were saying...
Oh, that's oops. Sorry.
What
you're trying to say is that it's the neighborhood. It's when it's people go to a neighborhood place that's very neighborhood-y that would
it's
not
you.
Get to...
Her. It's you.
Right.
It's your people.
Right.
You want to say like a third of them, maybe?
Yeah.
But they go, it was all tourists. It wasn't. It was nobody from here.
Are we lying? Are we playing? By the way, are we playing with what grinds my gears? Because I got something for you.
That grinds my gears.
That grinds your gears.
I got another thing that grinds my gears.
Of
but I'm
course,
after you.
Bro,
you go first.
I got to tell you, Brody, you got a laundry list. But
I got a laundry list.
A couple of weeks on the Big Show, I talked about my displeasure for the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Services, which, by the way, here we are now 3-4 weeks in after they just reopened to the public after 4.5 months, and they still do not have their shit together, okay? They don't. You get there after 9 o'clock in the morning, it's already sold out for the day. I think they finally have a system in place where you can take a number and come back later. In the beginning, it wasn't like that. It was just lines and lines and lines of people all having different services needing to be taken care of, but it's one major line.
My wife and kid got there at 5 in the morning and waited almost 6 hours
not,
in the rain.
Yes. And to by get the, in. Right. And if you don't go at that hour, you're fucked. Five in the morning. And, right. So, but now the only thing they have under control is the fact that they give out numbers. And if you don't come within the first 10 minutes, you're fucked. And then you don't get a number. Right.
If you don't come in the first 10 minutes, we gave you a website a few minutes ago where you could absolutely get information on how to do that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that's it. And by the way, I don't know what the hell they did to step in here. I don't know if the government is really taking care of. But it's really disgusting what's happening at Motor Vehicle in New Jersey. I'm sure other states are experiencing it too. But when that aside, okay, when you start making comments like that, people always say with Motor Vehicle, oh, you should go to the one in this town that's like right. a rural town. You should go to the one there. You should go to the one here. Try this one. Try that one. And I got to tell you, yes, under normal circumstances, in normal times, I'm a smart guy. I know that I'm not going to the Jersey City or Bayonne Motor Vehicle because it's concentrated with all these people. I'm making the hour trip to Flemington, New Jersey, which is a more rural part of Jersey. Or I'm going up to Oakland, New Jersey, where less people, because I do that. I do that by nature. I know I have these sensibilities. Okay. Now, don't you think that on the first time on that first day when this was going on, that I tried those tactics and it bit me in the ass? Of course. But people texted in after I told that story of my displeasure, and they were like, you should try the one in, and they tried all that. You should try the one over here. You should try the one over there. And I'm like, listen, motherfuckers, in the past 2 weeks when they reopened, have you driven past there yourself and seen for yourself that there's no line? No, you have not. They're just going by the muscle memory of like
right.
the good times. Like you should, they're throwing these blanket. You should visit the motor vehicle over here.
Yeah,
like,
it's on a small street. Nobody goes there.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I'm agreeing with you.
That's what they'll say.
Right, they'll say that and they'll continue to say it, even though I just explained to you that every motherfucking motor vehicle in the state of New Jersey has 10-12 hour waits. But,
right.
But they felt the need. Did you tell Skiri to go to the motor vehicle in? And then I wrote back to them and I'm like, are you witness to this? Are you driving by there right now and there's right. no line? Can you confirm right now? Because I'll be on my way if you're right. They're just going by hearsay, or they're going by, you know, like they're just throwing out these blank. But to me, they're like they're giving you solutions to things that they don't know if it's true or not because they haven't checked it out themselves.
Right.
Oh, I drive by there all the time. But have you driven by there in the past 2 weeks?
Right. No. Back in 2018, I remember there was empty.
Right. You idiots. Like I'm not gonna go on a wild goose chase driving 2-3 hours again
right.
across the state of New Jersey only to find out the wait is still 10 minutes there as it is in the one in fucking. In Secaucus. Sorry, these are all Jersey towns. But
yes.
But like, I'm not going down the Jersey Shore because Sarah wrote in and said, I heard Skiri's hardship about the 2 hour wait, the 8 hour wait. You should really go to the one down in Ocean Township because there's never any, or Atlantic City or Cape May because nobody's ever there. I'm like, yes, but there is now. I guarantee you there is. This is a statewide problem. Don't give bad advice if you don't know for sure and you cannot confirm. I'm sorry. I'm sounding like you.
It's fine.
I felt good, though. I felt like the Jersey kid after I blew my wad and now I'm relaxed and now I can come back.
So here's something that just came up on my phone that bothers me. I posted a picture of 6 New York Mets face masks. I am as are you, Skiri. We are both crazy Met fans.
Insane.
Even though they wouldn't let us into the stadium today. Met fans.
Yeah. By the way, I have a cardboard cutout of myself somewhere in the stadium today. I paid $86.
As of tomorrow. I'm very excited about that. So I posted a picture of the 6 masks, and I know people were going to ask me who are Mets fans or who want a baseball mask where I got them. So in the description, I give the company that made three on the left, and I say the three on the right where I got those.
Yes.
Those are awesome. Where did you get those? That's the comment.
It's right there.
It's in the description. It's in the
description. People don't read descriptions. God. They don't read captions. They just look at pictures. Right. Look at the pretty picture.
All right. Oh, I need you to help me with this. This one.
By the way, I was serious. I did pay $86 for a cardboard cutout,
and that's in tribute to the '86 Mets. The last time Mets won the World Series.
And by the way, if you go to Mets.com, you can get yours, and it all goes to COVID research, which is kind of a cool thing. So now you have cardboard cutouts of your face in the stands. Now I was trying so hard, and I don't know if it happened. I tried to have mine moved up because they place you arbitrarily. So I was trying to get one of the guys that we know to be like, hey,
you're trying to schmooze the way they put us behind home plate. Scary wants his cardboard cut out behind home plate.
Well, you would have done that in real life if I showed up. I want my cardboard cut out behind home plate in the lens of the camera. By
the way, Scary, can you post the picture I sent you? Here's the funny part.
Oh, this is hilarious. When they were doing exhibition.
So when Scary and I go to the games and we sit behind home plate, we're very fortunate. Especially during the 2015 postseason, we sat behind home plate in the same seats every game because the people that own the seats are big corporate rich guys and they don't go to the games. They just own the seats. Okay. And so, we would sit in the same seat and you guys would see us at the game going, hey, wave to the camera, hold up two fingers or whatever. And we had fun with you guys. Well, earlier in the week, the Mets played the Yankees in an exhibition game at Citi Field where the Mets play. And behind home plate, there were cardboard cutouts of fans that had paid the $86 before Scary did.
And I had not paid yet. That's a very clear point to this story is I had not gotten mine yet. I had not ordered it. Nor did I really even know about it.
Right. And so the location of the seats, if you're watching the game, is in the top left of the screen, right by where the scoreboard they put up, that little like tells you the inning and the score, the little graphic. And if you watch one network the Mets are on, it used to block our heads. It would cut our heads off and maybe you could see our shirts. And another network, I think Fox 5 in New York, the Fox Channel, when they had the games for the postseason, their little scoreboard was shaped differently. You could see us. And so I was watching the Mets network, SNY, and there's a cardboard cutout right next to the scoreboard in the seat on the right, and the seat on the left was blocked.
It was blocked by the graphic of the scoreboard.
By the graphic of the scoreboard. When we would go to the games, Scary would always sit on the aisle on the right, and I would sit to his right, but looking on television to the left. So in those seats is a cardboard cutout of a guy who looks 115%. It's Scary. It's Scary.
It was so scary that two people tweeted at me with the screenshot and said, Scary, I see your cardboard cut out of the seat. And they circle it. And I'm like, that's not me. That's not me.
So I was pretending in my mind that my cardboard cutout was sitting next to him behind the scoreboard being blocked.
Because you believed that was me. You thought they went to go
100%. I said, Scary, how'd you do that? He said, I didn't do that. I'm like, you're full of crap. That's you. It's you.
Right.
It is you.
And I said, I never posed that way. That's not my picture. It's a guy who looks like me. And you're like, no, it's you. And I'm in the seat next to you.
Right.
Until
Scary said, well, I'm going to put on the Yes Network because the Mets are playing the Yankees. The Yes Network is the Yankees Network.
And the graphic of the scoreboard does not block those seats next to
me. Right. And so there's a little kid sitting next to Scary. So I knew it wasn't Scary because he would never go to a baseball game with a kid.
Right. And it wasn't,
no parent would let him sit next to a kid.
It was not Brody. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. But it was very funny that the guy looked like me and it was that seat, which is crazy. Right. So anyway, all right, we got to get out of here.
Scary, I didn't tell the hot tub story. People are going to get mad at me.
All right, so then tell the hot tub story and we'll get out of here.
I'll tell you what. I have a long hot tub story and a short one. Let me give you the short one. I'll give you the long hot tub story, episode 137. That's a promise, okay? Let me give you the short hot tub story. We got a hot tub. We waited a long time for it. And yesterday, it got installed by the electrician, which takes a lot. It took like 3 hours. And they set it up. We filled it with water, had the pump going. Great. So on top, my family hadn't come home yet, so it was just me with the hot tub. On top of the hot tub, I read the instruction manual. There are black knobs with like a dial on top, okay? And you turn the dial, and that increases the power of the jets in the seat that you're sitting in. So let's say you're sitting alone in the hot tub and you want all the jet power to be where you're sitting. You can turn the dial and it knows that you're sitting there and it diverts all the jet power to where you're sitting. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I tested out the one seat to the right side of the little insignificant waterfall thing that they have.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest hot tub. It's a hot tub. And we financed it. Okay. So I then set another seat and I noticed the dial wasn't working. So I looked in the owner's manual and it said, if it's not working, unscrew the dial. It's possible it's not sitting right because the dial is underneath it is a white tube that clicks into the hot tub and that bottom piece turns the valve inside the cabinet that diverts the water.
Oh man.
So I had to unscrew it. I did. I saw it wasn't perfectly screwed in. I screwed it back in. No problem. It's working fine now. Okay. About 4 hours later, last night, I want to say around 8:30, 9 o'clock, my wife and kids come home and they say, hey, we want to get in the hot tub. I said, you know what? The chemicals haven't taken effect yet. You're not really supposed to get in. They go, you know what? We're just going to get in for 15 minutes just so we can say we got the hot tub. We waited 4 months for the hot tub. Let's just get in. I said, okay. So they get in the hot tub and my wife sits in one of the seats I hadn't sat in the hot tub. And she says, the jets don't feel very powerful. I said, oh, you just got to turn this black dial. Now, in the owner's manual, it talks about the dials and it talks about diverters. The diverters do something else. It doesn't really matter. But they look 85% the same. Now, keep in mind, it was at night. And even though I had the lights on in the backyard, it was still a little dark on the deck. It wasn't completely well lit. So I said, oh, you just have to turn the dial and it makes the jets work harder. She says, oh, can you do that for me? I said, sure. And I turned the dial.
Oh, boy.
And I guess I turned the base of the dial more than I should have. And that wasn't a jet adjuster.
What was it?
Well, as soon as I loosened it a little, it shoots up in the air from water pressure, right? And like a fountain. And then the water suddenly stops shooting out of the hole. I notice this particular thing doesn't have a white piece under it like the other one did. And then about a second or two later, it seemed like it was quicker, but it was about a second or two, I hear inside the cabinet of the hot tub. And then I see water pouring out of every seam in the cabinet case. And the water level of the hot tub is draining very quickly.
Oh my God.
And my family's going, what's going on? So it's bubbling and dropping in volume. The water is spraying all over me.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm in a sitcom. It's like, turn it off. But there's nothing to turn off because I've removed the thing. So,
oh, no.
Now, the cabinet has 6 metal screws in it that whatever's leaking is behind this cabinet. So I run to the breaker. I turn the breaker off. I turn the pump off because the pump is shooting the water all over the inside of the cabinet. And I stopped it about halfway. So now it's like 9 o'clock, right? I still have to do all my work for the morning show, which takes me a couple hours. So at 9 o'clock, my wife goes, all right, we'll go back in the house. I'm sorry. She's like, he wasn't mad, but I was like, they just wanted to sit in the hot tub. And I don't know what I've done, but I've ruined it. So I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. I look in the hole to see what is no longer in the hole. And all I can see is tubes and cables and electrical, but I can't see what came off what to figure out why the water's shooting all over the place.
You're lucky you didn't get electrocuted.
You're damn right. So I text back my electrician, and I say, hey, man, I know it was 9:30 by the time I thought to call him. I said, hey, what do I do? I'm looking in the owner's manual. Like, what do you do if you take the diverter off? Nothing. I'm looking on YouTube. Nothing. So I text him. I go, sorry to bother you. Can you swing by tomorrow and just open up the cabinet and just figure out what popped off? And he goes, yeah, no, I'm in another part of New Jersey tomorrow. I can't do it. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm screwed. So I start I'm like, let me look in the cabinet. Let me see what I can do. So the breaker is off. I take my drill, and I'm drilling out the screws, and one of them strips immediately. Like it just it eats up the Phillips head and it's gone. I can't get the screw out. Oh, so God. I text the guy again. Hey man, the screw stripped. What do I do? He says, yeah, I noticed some of the screws were cheap, so we replaced some of them with better screws, but we didn't get all of them.
Oh God.
Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for doing a half-assed job.
I've got a Phillips head screw that is now basically a square. There's a box, a little box inside the screw. It's a hole. So I'm taping it. I'm trying to use a wrench, needle nose pliers, Allen keys. I can't get the screw out. And the cabinet cover is like, it's off a little bit so I can look in, but I can't get it off. It took me, I want to say an hour to figure out how to get the stripped screw out. When I finally did, at this point, it's like 11 o'clock. My family's gone to bed. I'm out there with just water everywhere, except in the hot tub. And then I open it up and I see the hose that I can now put into the bottom of the hole, attach the black thing again, screw it together. It took me another 40 minutes to put the thing back together and add the water. I couldn't go to sleep. I had to see if I fixed it. So I had to wait till it refilled with water. And then eventually, somewhere around midnight, I want to say, I went back outside and it was working again. So that was my night last night. So lesson learned, don't turn anything on a thing you don't know how to use.
Exactly. And you don't know, you might not be turning the right thing. In this case, yeah. It was a completely wrong thing.
I turned the wrong thing. So I now know the difference between the dial and the diverter.
Yeah, I'll say.
Lesson learned. So that was not the worst part of my week in return to the hot tub. Here's a tease I'll give you before we get out of here. One of the big problems I had with the delivery of the hot tub, Skiri happened to be on the phone talking to me.
Yes.
When it happened. And so he heard it all.
I heard the whole thing.
And now he 100% understands it's all real. This is my life. This really happens
Brody
to me.
Brody has a permanent dark cloud over his head at all
he
times.
Heard it.
This
he heard
guy,
it.
I swear to God, I mean.
We'll go into it next week.
I'm just going to let you know that yeah. that. Feel bad for Brody. Let's throw him the biggest pity party one day because this now, man Skiri, is stricken with the worst motherfucking luck I've ever seen anywhere.
Now, Skiri did mention it briefly on the 15-minute morning show, but not exactly. We'll get into detail next week. It's quite the story.
Yeah. And it has to do with the hot tub again, right?
You know where I didn't have a hot tub?
Yeah,
when
me
I was
neither.
Growing up?
In Brooklyn! Brooklyn!
The boys from Brooklyn!
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.